Welcome back. Tonight we're with Lydia Mercer and friends, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
All girls know how to make a man feel alone. That's the way it always is here in Baltimore. Yeah, that's the way it always is here in Baltimore. Whoa, that's the way it always is here in Baltimore.
Good. Hey, Jake, you have done some music writing. Is that true?
Jake Mercer.
Yeah, so I've been writing music for an indie game that development studio, a video game called Kickbot, local studio in Louisville called Two Scoop Games. It's a fun video game where you're a robot and you kick around off walls and stuff. It's a lot more difficult than it seems. So it's a very different thing than this. It's all synthesizers and stuff going on computers and mixing samples and that kind of thing. So a lot of electronic bleep bloops, plugging them into the computer and making them do stuff. And it's a really fun challenge, but you really have to be able to sort of evoke a specific kind of feeling or a vibe without actually being in the way. Uh-huh. And at the same time, it also needs to be music that you can hear for, you know, 20 minutes at a time as you're stuck someplace in a game, and it's not going to drive you crazy.
I get home from work and you're still standing in your dressing gown. Well, what am I to do? I know all the things around your head and what they do to you. What are we coming to? What are we gonna do? Blame it on the black star. Blame it on the falling sky. Blame it on the satellite. Beams me troubled words of a troubled mind. I try to understand what is eating you. I try to stay awake, but it's 58 hours since that I last slept with you. What are we coming to? Don't know anymore. Blame it on the black star. Blame it on the falling sky. Blame it on the satellite that beams me home. I get on the train and I just stand about. Now that I don't think of you, I keep falling over, I keep passing out when I see a face like you. What are we coming to? I'm gonna melt down. Blame it on the black star. Blame it on the falling sky. Just blame it on the satellite that beams me home. Blame it on me home. Ooh, you see.
When did you do your first contest? Because you've won some.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when I was 16, I won the U.S. National Scottish Fiddle Championships. Yep. Thank you. It was in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep, yep.
Did that give you appetite to do more contests and win again?
I think the thing I really like about the Scottish contest, I don't know, it never felt too cutthroat or, you know, competitive. Everyone gets together and has a good time and usually plays tunes together, and the judge will give a little class or workshop, and it's really more of a chance to get together with people you haven't seen in a while. And I kept going. I didn't necessarily compete too much after that, but I kept going to the competitions to see people and have the jams and
nice
chance to break out the kilt.
And so you know. You referenced this being a friendlier environment, friendlier than what?
Well, I've only heard stories, but I have friends who've done, you know, bluegrass and Irish competitions, and they say it can get pretty competitive.
Yeah.
And it never felt that way. Really, the Scottish ones.
Oh, that's nice. Can you teach us a little bit about Scottish fiddle tunes?
Actually, a traditional Scottish set would have a type of tune called a strathspe in it, which is a type of dance tune that's only in Scotland. It's the only country that has them. And we'll play something that sounds a lot like a strathspe later, but it's got a lot of these rhythms. You know, it's very, very dotted, very Scottish sounding. So we'll traditionally have that. You'll have a march. The Scottish like to march to places and from places, to battles, from battles. Lots of marching. So there's lots of pipe marches and stuff like that. And then reels are just usually in 4/4, another type of dance.
And the jig.
And then, yep.
I would guess that a lot of listeners might not be able to make a distinction between what would be Scottish styles of playing and Irish styles of playing. Is there a distinction to be made?
There is, but...
Very subtle?
Very subtle, yeah. I'm not sure even I can necessarily always tell or, you know, care too much.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, at some point it's all... But there are some things that are distinctly Scottish, like, for instance, the bagpipe flick. That is very Scottish, and it's a thing that sounds like this. You're trying to imitate a bagpipe. And the other one is the burl, or it's sometimes called a cut. And that's when you get this really crunchy sound with your bow. That kind of thing. You heard lots of those in a couple of the tunes earlier, that crunchy sound.
That element doesn't exist in Appalachian-style fiddling.
Yeah, that's very true. And that's one thing you can sort of listen for to make the distinction, because a lot of it is really similar. They have the same roots. There is a lot of overlap.
Is it the spring, eyes meeting eyes? Chemistry or timing, or things we realize? How do we know? How do we go to a place we've never been? Then throw our hearts in. Take me as I am. Find a way to go slow today. 'Cause darling, I've been around the world and back again. We give up? Did we lose heart? Can we get so out of practice we forget where to start? Waiting for signs from above, for declarations of love. Scared to fly till chances pass us by. Mm-hmm. take me as I am. I'll find a way to go slow today. 'Cause darling, I have been around the world and back again. I'm here in your car again. I'm waking up strong. Think of the poet in his dream house, carving out another song. Souls laid bare, words made plain. You gotta lay your pride down, turn your face up to the rain. I'll do my best to take you at face value if you'll take me as I am. We'll find a way to go slow today. 'Cause darling, I've been around the world and back again.
Love that story about how your teacher just developed an interest in Scottish fiddling.
Mm-hmm.
And just brought you guys along. What a great thing for a teacher to do. Did she talk to you some about how that music made its way here?
And yeah, I think it snuck in lots of different
right.
ways. Yeah,
and then yeah, down south. Of course.
Yep, down south, and you also get up in Canada, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, New Scotland. Huge number of Scottish came over. Some people call it a time capsule for Scottish music up there because it really stayed the same as when it originally traveled up there. So you get a very Scottish kind of music scene up in Cape Breton and Nova Scotia.
Have you been up there?
I haven't. I want to go.
Oh, I bet
you. It's on my top of my list. Thank you.
Lydia and friends for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thank to Nick Lazaroff for his production photography. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook and YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We are on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com Lexington. Once again, please give it up for Lydia and friends here on the Red Barn stage.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Lydia, Hannah, Nathan, and Jake for being with us tonight. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.